Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM, contemplating life atop Burnaby Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled Gensel Shepherds the Night Flock. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, pull up your socks, take the next 60 minutes and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Gracie, Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with Vancouver's own Corey Weeds, along with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and How Do You Like Them Apples, from the album Dreamsville. And we are going to be playing some great music today. Of course, music is very powerful and evokes can evoke strong emotions, memories. But music's also a spiritual thing as well. And we're going to play music along a more spiritual vein. And we're calling the show Gensel Shepherds the Night Flock. Now, you may wonder, what is Gensel? Who is Gensel? Gensel is Pastor John Gensel, who was a Lutheran minister in New York City. And he is the one who really began the whole jazz vespers, jazz evensong. I don't want to call it a movement, but he's the one that really got the ball rolling in the 1960s. He was friends with Duke Ellington and with Duke Ellington's wife. And I think she came up with the idea, actually, of having a service for the jazz musicians, but not having it in the morning, because often they were played late into the night and couldn't make it to church on Sunday morning. And so he came up with the idea of jazz vespers, which would be services either late in the afternoon or early evening, and in which the musicians could come to. And so that's sort of where it started. And it really took hold at a place called St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Manhattan in New York City. And so it grew from there. And there are jazz vespers and jazz evensong services all over North America, and including in Vancouver. And probably the two most prominent services take place at St. Andrew's Wesley United Church in downtown Vancouver and at Brentwood Presbyterian Church right here in Burnaby. And so we're going to play some music today that some artists have played at Jazz Vespers or Jazz Evensong, and others just are playing, taking hymns and sort of reimagining them as jazz tunes. And I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to start off with the Oliver Gannon Quartet. And of course, Oliver Gannon, a great Vancouver guitarist, and a song by Miles Black called Soul Journey from the Oliver Gannon Quartet album, That's What. So here's Oliver Gannon Quartet right here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you. That was Jimmy Green featuring the guitar work of Pat Metheny and his daughter Anna Grace, and Saludos and Come Thou Almighty King, Come Thou Almighty King, of John Wesley hymn. And the album was Beautiful Life. And I guess the show is sort of a twofold thing this morning, is to look at the spiritual in jazz and how jazz music intersects with our own personal spirituality. But also, this is a time of the year when we remember the terrible event at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, when 26 children and their school staff were shot and killed. And one of those was Jimmy Green's daughter, Anna Grace Green, who was in grade one at that school. And part of the tragedy is that Jimmy Green had been teaching at the University of Manitoba in their jazz studies department, and had moved back home to Connecticut to teach at a university there, and had just started that September. And his daughter was taken December 14th of 2012. Hard to believe it's been 7 years since that happened, and yet in many ways not much has changed in the landscape of gun control and that sort of thing in the United States. And I won't say too much more about that, because I want to focus on just how our spirituality intersects with the music. And sometimes it intersects, well, it always intersects with life, and sometimes that life is tragic. Before that, we heard Mem 3 and an old traditional hymn, Faith of Our Fathers, from the album Circles. And we opened the set with the Oliver Gannon Quartet and Miles Black tune, Soul Journey, because that's really what we're on this morning. We're on a soul journey, and the album is That's What. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Where is the definition? I saw it on this page's last class. Where is that? I can't find it. Oh, I want to die. Tomorrow is the due date, but I still couldn't find the definition. Anybody help me?
It is easy to find the students who have the study stress before or after the deadlines, or the other modern stress hits people's mind. Find Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute that could have some of the professions help you get out of this stress or decrease the several extent of them. Finding at Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute.org.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're looking at how our spirituality intersects with jazz, and specifically through the Jazz Vespers and Jazz Evensong services that take place usually on Sunday. Jazz Evensong here in Vancouver is at Brentwood Presbyterian Church. It's on Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock. Most Jazz Vesper services take place Sundays at 4, and there are many churches throughout the greater Vancouver area which either regularly or occasionally host a Jazz Vesper service. We're going to continue with some more great music and play a little seasonal music by the Mennonite Jazz Committee, led by pianist Nelson Boschman. And we're going to play their rendition of Carol of the Bells from the album Dawn of Grace. And then we're going to hear from Reynolds Good, Millard, and Fapajuo, and a tune from the Prodigal Son Suite, Subjectivity. But first, the Mennonite Jazz Committee and Carol of the Bells. Thank you. That was Reynolds Good Millard Fappo Duo, and a tune from the album From Day to Day, The Prodigal Son Suite, and that was Subjectivity. And we opened the set with the Mennonite Jazz Committee and Carol of the Bells from the album Dawn of Grace. And the Mennonite Jazz Committee will be appearing actually at this week at Jazz Evensong at Brentwood Presbyterian Church in Burnaby. Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. And so if you want to hear more great music from the Mennonite Jazz Committee, led by pianist Nelson Boschman, go to Jazz Evensong this Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby, and you won't be disappointed. And we're playing jazz interpretations of hymns and sacred songs, as well as some great original music here on the Jazz Spectrum. We're calling it Genzel Shepherds the Night Flock. I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're playing jazz of a more overtly spiritual vein. And we're calling it Genzel Shepherds the Night Flock. And John Genzel was a Lutheran minister in New York City. And in the 1960s, he began the whole idea of jazz vesper services and a jazz evensong, and initially for the jazz musicians that he enjoyed listening to and who could not usually make it to church on Sunday morning. So he created the Jazz Vesper Service, in the 60s they were in several different churches, but eventually settled in his home church of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Manhattan. And the Shepherds the Night Flock came from a quote from Max Roach, the great drummer, who they did a tribute concert for John Genzel at some point and later on. And Max Roach said that he's the shepherd of the night flock. And so we're going to continue playing more music from the night flock. And we're going to start with the Dan Brubeck Quartet. And of course, Dan Brubeck is Dave Brubeck's son. He's a drummer, great drummer. And he recorded a double album at the Cellar Jazz Club in 2013 with some great Vancouver musicians, including Steve Caldestad, Adam Thomas, and Tony Foster. And it was the music of Dave Brubeck. And so we're going to play a tune of Dave Brubeck's called Lord, Lord, featuring the vocals of Adam Thomas. And the next will be Oliver Jones and Precious Lord from his album Second Time Around. And we're going to close with John Coltrane and iconic song of his called Dear Lord from the album Spiritual. We're going to start off with Dan Brubeck Quartet and Lord, Lord.
Lord. would love. What will tomorrow bring? Today I felt an arrow stinging in a wound so deep. My eyes refused to weep. My eyes refused to weep. Lord, Lord, how can I face this day? Each dawn I walk the city silence with a sense of peace. They speak there is no peace. They speak. What will tomorrow bring? What will tomorrow bring? Children crying in a world of hate. For love, and still we wait. For love. still we wait.
just to let you know of some of what's happening in the jazz world in Vancouver this week. Of course, Jazz Evensong every Wednesday evening at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. It's an hour of quiet reflection and great jazz hosted by Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz brought to you from the Mennonite Jazz Committee featuring pianist Nelson Boschman. And so you might want to check that out. And there are Jazz Vespers services happening somewhere in Vancouver every Sunday. And the one constant is St. Andrew's Wesley United Church on Burrard Street in Vancouver. It is the longest running Jazz Vespers service. Really was the one that was inspired by John Gensel's work in New York City, and still running every Sunday, 4 o'clock, Jazz Vespers at St. Andrew's Wesley United Church. Also, Northwood United Church has a Jazz Vespers service about once a month there, and other churches in the Vancouver area feature some of Vancouver's finest jazz musicians in a church setting. One of the great things that jazz musicians enjoy about playing Jazz Vespers and Jazz Evensong services is that most churches have fabulous acoustics, and so it's fun to play in a venue where it sounds fantastic. But also, it's a safe and welcoming place, and a place for quiet reflection on your life and the week. And I encourage you, if you enjoy the music you're hearing today, to check out one of the services taking place in the Vancouver area. Go to vancouverjazz.com for more information about anything that's happening in the jazz world in Vancouver. There will be those Jazz Vespers services will be posted there as well. Well, let's get back to John Coltrane and his wonderful tune, Dear Lord, from the album Spiritual. That was John Coltrane and Dear Lord from the album Spiritual. Before that, we heard Canada's own Oliver Jones and a wonderful rendition of an old traditional hymn, Precious Lord, from his album Second Time Around. And we opened the set with the Dan Brubeck Quartet and Dave Brubeck and Iola Brubeck original Lord Lord, and from the album the Dan Brubeck Quartet live from the Cellar, tribute to the music and lyrics of Dave and Iola Brubeck. Well, folks, our time is almost up on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to new dimensions. I encourage you to listen to Sons of Sitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira, each Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled Gensel Shepherds the Night Flock. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close our show with Vancouver drummer Christian Broughton, and it's the Christian Broughton Trio, and another old traditional hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, from his album Tempus Fugit. Well, Gracie, I'll be home soon, and the rest of you will catch up with you the next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.